8:20 on Connect FM on this Wednesday morning. Good morning, and it's time now for a midweek chat. We do this every other week with Shirley DeRouge. She is Executive Director of Downtown Du Bois, Inc., and Shirley has braved the frigid temperatures and made her way into the studio this morning. Good morning, Shirley.
Good morning.
See, and she's able to talk. Her mouth has not frozen up, right?
Yes.
Although it was a close call there for a little bit. Well, welcome in, Shirley. Here we are into the new year, and we've already had one midweek chat and talked about how things are going to start this year for Downtown Du Bois, Inc. But we've got some exciting new things. One of those that we failed to mention, I think, last time around was the fact that you've got some bingo coming up, and it's tomorrow night.
Yes, we have our first bingo of 2025. It's tomorrow night. Doors open at 5. Games start at 6. It is essentially we were doing previously the pay as you play, which was $1 per game and then $2 for special. But we have moved over to the packets. It's the same amount as if you were paying mm-hmm. each individual, but you pay the full amount at the door. There was some confusion about that last year, but it's at Parkside Community Center, and we are raffling off a basket. We're asking people to bring in hats or scarves, gloves, whatever, for Project Bundle Up for Hope, that is currently going on as well, but we are raffling off a basket to those that bring in items to donate.
And how appropriate, of course, when you planned all this, you didn't know we'd be in such a cold snap at the time, but it's going to be a perfect cause and fundraiser for that effort of Bundle Up for Hope project. Could you give us a little more detail about that as well? That's going on right now.
Yes, we are collaborating with the Free Medical Clinic. They host this every year. We've teamed up with them, Sunny 106 and Family Dollar, from January 13th to February 28th. And we are collecting items, new and used, for those in the community that either are homeless or don't have adequate shelter and heating and just the basic necessities.
Sure. So it's a great cause, and we're one of the collection points here at the lobby of
Sunny 106.
Yeah, I noticed that when I went out to unlock the doors this morning.
Yes. It was so. Thank you to everyone that is donating.
That is super. Couple more things to chat about. I noticed a posting last night on the Downtown Du Bois, Inc. Facebook site, which we encourage everybody to check out as well. The fact that you have a new cooperative coming up with Penn State Du Bois. Give us some insight into that.
Yes. In the fall, I partnered up with Scott Muirhead at Penn State Du Bois, and we did a project management. He had a project management course, and we had projects for them to work on, and that went extremely well. We ended up talking about what for this next class that he's doing, which is in marketing, what issues and concerns we have within our downtown. And immediately I mentioned skilled games, and he wanted to know more. And at that point, he reached out to the Sustainable Communities Collaborative, which is an extension of Penn State over at In-State College Industrial Park, and spoke with the director there, and she immediately was like, yes, this is something we want involved with. So
fantastic.
We're excited for this partnership and to, you know, do some of the marketing research behind it, because that's one of the issues with legislation is there has been no research to back the claims. And so there's a bill sitting there, but they're not acting on it. And it could potentially be largely in part because there's no findings. There's nothing to support.
Right.
So that's what we're doing. We're going to formulate the support to go with those.
Very much needed. And of course, that's been a growing concern in Du Bois here about that. And it will be great to get some research behind it and to find out, you know, what's going on. What are the cons, and what are the adjustments that need to be made?
Yes. And there's some pros as well, because some of these businesses, it's, you know, it brings in revenue mm-hmm. for them to keep sure. their doors open, yeah. That they can't be a standalone business. So they have them in the back of their stores just to mm-hmm. help.
Exactly. Kind of boost, supplement what's going on there, and just need to find that proper balance. And this will be a good step in that direction.
Yes.
Now we've basically run out of time, but I want you to plug some information that is available on the Downtown Dubois Inc. Facebook page regarding the idea of what the differences are between redevelopment and revitalization.
Yes, just real quickly, there's been some questions, some confusion, things that have been brought to myself where people have some misconceptions of what we do versus Redevelopment Authority. Mm-hmm. Check out what I posted, but it does give an outline of the differences, but also how we work together to complement each other to achieve an overall goal.
Yeah, and it's very important that people kind of understand the differences and where you work together, but where your missions diverge a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. So check that out. It's at Downtown Dubois Inc.'s, their Facebook page.
Correct.
And just do a search for Downtown Dubois Inc. if you're not already following the page, and you will find that very helpful information. I know I was interested in reading it last night. So Shirley, thanks so much for spending some time with us here on a chilly morning in our midweek chat.
Thank you.